Good morning, everybody. My name is Scott. I'm from down the road at Clydehurst. And this is Gary and Thomas from Holy Mountain. And they came all the way from Nashville to help celebrate the release of this Camp Songs album that we've been working on forever. So we're really glad, excited for tonight. And we're just here to lead you guys in some songs. Most of them are original songs. Some of you guys have already sung. And they're pretty easy, so I think you'll pick them up quick. So let's pray, and then we'll get started. God, we just worship you. We love you. We're grateful for who you are. The way that you work in our lives is just incredible. Lord, we need you so much. And this morning, I ask that you just speak to us. We gather in your name to glorify you and to lift you up, to give you all the glory and honor, praise. Speak to us this morning, challenge us as we just get into Mission Sunday, and just so grateful for this church and the incredible blessing it's been to my family, to this community. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's stand together for the first one.
All glory is yours in heaven on earth. Let this song ring. Let's pray together. Father and Lord God, thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you that we can gather together today for worship. And Lord, we just pray that you'd bless this time, Lord, that you'd be glorified by it. We give ourselves to you this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. Feel free to be seated for a few minutes. It's great to see everyone this morning. It's good for us to be together. This is a fun morning. We have two things going on this morning. We have Scott and Gary and Thomas. Got to keep all this straight. They're just going to be leading us in worship this morning. And then they'll be back this evening at 6 p.m. We want to invite everyone to come and be a part of that time. It's going to be a fun time. And so join us tonight if you're able to. After the worship time, we're going to be sharing a little bit about everything that's been going on in missions related to the church over the last year or so. There's so much, and it's hard for us to be able to share everything, so we're going to try to share as much as we can this morning, and so that'll be fun also. But it's good for us to be together. Randy and Diane are at the hospital in Billings. They're watching right now. And so I'd have you all turn and say hi, but they won't hear you. So they know that you're praying for them. As Randy went in for some prep surgery this week to get a port put in for the treatments that he's going to be receiving. They took a number of biopsies, and ever since they took all of the biopsies, they've just had some struggles with him being able to hold down food and some other things. Hey, would you just pray for healing, and that God would just touch him today, because tomorrow he's supposed to start the treatment, and we want for him to be able to start those treatments on time. And so, Randy, Diane, we're praying for you. Is it weird for me to be talking to them from 80 miles away? This is good. So let's pray for them. We're going to take our offering this morning. Just take a look at the weekly. I'm not going to cover any of the announcements. Take a look at the weekly. But let's pray for them, pray for our offering, and then we'll continue on. So let's do that. Father and Lord God, you're good and you're gracious. And Lord, we just desperately need you all the time. And so Lord, we come before you as individuals, as a congregation. Lord, we ask that you would speak into our lives this morning and every day. Father, we lift up Randy to you right now. Father, we pray that you just fill that hospital room right now with the presence of your Holy Spirit. Father, we pray that you'd touch his body. Lord, that you would nourish his body, and Lord, that there would just be healing. And Lord, we don't care whether it's healing that's just a touch and it's immediate healing, and we pray for that. But Lord, if it's by medicine, we will take it as a miracle also. And so Lord, just touch Randy, and Lord, would you fight the battle for him? Would you fight the battle for him? Just fill his body with strength and fight that battle. And Lord, we give him into your hands. And then Lord, we just, all of us, just bring the other things that we have that we're thinking about to you this morning. As we're taking the offering, Lord, we'll just pray. We'll just thank you. Lord, would you bless this offering? And Lord, may we not just be giving money, but giving ourselves to you. And so Lord, bless this time in the name of Jesus. Amen. Ushers, if you'd like to come and take the offering.
Okay, I don't think I've taught you guys this song yet. Normally, I like to debut songs here. I can't remember. It's pretty easy. It's on the new Camp Songs album. You'll pick it up pretty quick, I think. It goes like this. We are forgiven, born again, adopted by your love, free from sin. Hallelujah, my name has changed, my heart forever saved by grace. Same melody. My name is written on your scarred hands. You're the author of salvation's plan. Hallelujah. Have new life, but with the precious blood of Christ. Living water rush over me. I'm overtaken by the tide of mercy. I come alive, my soul revived. Faultless I stand, purified. Storm. Your faithfulness will anchor my soul. Hallelujah.
that silences the waves. Faith will stand upon your name. Living water, rush over me. I'm overtaken by a tide of mercy. I come alive, my soul revived. Faultless I stand, purified. Living water, rush over me. I'm overtaken by a tide of mercy. I come alive, my soul revived. Faultless I stand, purified. Faultless I stand. Faultless I stand, purified.
Good job, you guys. It's awesome. Well, we've been going around. This is our fifth stop. We started in Utah on Wednesday. And so we've been going pretty full speed, thinking that it was going to be spring and beautiful and sunny. And we have just been white-knuckling it for a bunch of days. So we're really glad to be here. And this is a celebration that God gets all the glory for. We've just been having fun. This album has been 4 years in the making, and churches like you have gotten behind it, and it's just so exciting to see how it's impacting people and how it's helping camps around the world already. It just came out the Friday before Easter, so it's just been out just a little over a week. And as you guys know, what I've been doing is giving these albums away, and we feel like God's provided them, and if you guys want to give towards future stuff, that's awesome. Holy Mountain does this full time, and I told them about what I do, and they were just more than willing to do the same this morning. So their album is amazing. We're going to teach you one of their songs in a minute, but those CDs are out there for you guys this morning as a gift. If you'd like to throw in and support this, that would be awesome, and that'll just go right back to this ministry. So camp songs, what in the world is that? I don't know. I just know that when I was a kid, we sang hymns at church and at camp. We sang, "Give me gas for my Ford, keep me trucking for the Lord." And it was a lot of fun, and it was kind of campfire-y. And I know it's pretty early in the morning, but we're going to teach you one of the songs from this album that Holy Mountain co-wrote with me this summer when they were leading music for us up at Clydehurst. And it's a lot of fun, but here's the thing. I realize it's morning. You don't have to have any fun yet, okay? It's all right. I promise it is, because we're just going to teach it. But if you do want to try to do it, I'm going to need you to do this, okay? Ready? It's all right. I got it covered if you don't want to. All right. Now, Thomas is going to play harmonica for us to get it started. Ready? Here we go. All right. Now, listen to this nonsense. We're all going to sing this together. Ba ba da ba ba da ba. All right, first verse. You lit the stars when the sky was black. You light a fire in my heart like that. Spirit come, Holy Spirit come. Moving us so the world will know. Starting a fire in my soul. Starting a fire, let it grow. I thought that these calls are dead, but you breathe them back to life again. There's a fire in my soul.
Alright, bye to bye. Here we go.
Bye, bye to bye. Reflects the sun. Let me look like that when your work is done. Spirit come, Holy Spirit come. Moving us so the world will know. Starting a fire in my starting a fire. Let it grow. I thought that these coals are dead, but you breathe them back to life again. There's a fire in my soul. Ba-da-ba. Coals are dead, but you breathe them back to life again. There's a fire in my soul.
One more time.
Starting a fire in my soul. Starting a fire. Let it grow. I thought that these coals are dead, but you breathe them back to life again. There's a fire.
Let me finish with jazz hands, everybody. Yeah, that's right. Having camp.
Let him rise, let our praises rise to you. We're gonna worship something. You're the only one that's true. Lift our eyes, we will lift our eyes to you. We all look up to someone. You're the only one that's true. Idol, things that we can't see, but all that glitter made us bitter, never set us free. Oh no, we departed stubborn-hearted, falling far from you. Loving kindness always finds us. You make broken. Make us new. So let him rise, let our praises rise to you. We're gonna worship something. You're the only one that's true. Lift our eyes, we will lift our eyes to you. All look up to someone. You're the only one that's true. Hallelujah. 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 You're the only one that's rise to you. We're gonna worship something. You're the only one that's true. Lift our eyes, we will lift our eyes to you. We all look up to someone. You're the only one that's true. Hallelujah. 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 You're the
Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. It's so good to be back with you guys. We had a great time with you last time about a year ago or so. Well, wonderful to be back. We're going to end our worship time this morning just with the old hymn. So can we stand together and sing this great hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Father and Lord God, what a great thing to be able to just to worship together. Lord, I just believe that something happens in heaven when your people sing and when they worship and when they come and they just say, Lord, I'm here. And Lord, I believe that there's rejoicing that goes on in heaven. And Lord, I believe that because of what your word tells us. Lord, you love it when your children come and spend time with you. And so, Lord, we give you the worship that we've been able to do, and we ask that you'd bless the rest of this worship time as we share testimonies about your good work. And so, Lord, bless the testimonies in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to take some time to share about some of the things that have been going on in the area of missions. And this church just always surprises me with the number of things that are going on, and I never know quite how to keep up with everything, but it's good. But just a couple of things. We don't have time to actually share about everything that's going on because there's just too many things, but just a couple of really quick updates, and then I'm going to have Jay come up, and Jay's going to talk about a couple of different areas of ministry that we've been involved in. He's going to talk a little bit about India, and he's going to talk a little bit about the Jesus film and then the work that we did in Kenya. But just a quick update on Greg and Barb Hutchins. Greg and Barb have had a challenging year. They've had some struggles with some visas. It's been an expensive process just for them to be able to go through the visa process and to be able to stay in Thailand. And then they were planning a trip to Israel, and we've been helping raise some funds for that. And then also a leadership trip to Spain. And they had about $3,000 come in for the trip to Israel and some of the other things that have been going on with the visas and things like that. And we wanted to do something to kind of come alongside them. And the church has been so blessed that the church was able to match dollar for dollar all of the other giving that came in. And so we were able to give them an extra gift of $3,000. And would you just keep them in prayer? They're just doing great work there in Thailand, and we wanted to be a part of blessing them. And so that's one of the things. And then I had something else. Oh, the YWAM kids. There's two kids that are out there on the mission field right now. Remember to keep Katie and John in your prayers. Not Katie. Morgan. You can keep Katie in your prayers too. We got another announcement. Katie's thinking about going on full-time staff with Beartooth, and so Beartooth Christian Camp. So keep her in prayer too. That's kind of something praying about. Sorry, Katie. I let the cat out. Okay. But there's always a lot of stuff going on. So this is fun stuff. These are testimonies about what God is doing. We don't want to take credit for this. It's to Him be the glory. And so Jay, come.
Good morning, everyone. You know, usually I'm so nervous to get up here, but last night at the daddy-daughter dance, my 9-year-old volunteered me to get up and do ballet in front of everyone else, and so that kind of makes you guys look pretty easy. So now this should be pretty good. But I got some PowerPoint of some things going on in India. Should come up here pretty quick. But we have a relationship with Pastor Samuel. But there's a lot of new people here that you guys might not know the history of that relationship. So if you go to the first slide, this is Pastor Samuel and his wife, Anna. We met them clear back in 2005 after Hurricane Rita came through and destroyed pretty much the whole town of Bridge City, Texas. And so we were wondering what could we do to help after Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Rita. And so we got hooked up with Pastor Samuel, and over the next 2 years, then we went down there and cleaned up his property and rebuilt his church. And he's just a really amazing guy, and we got to know him a little better. He came up here. We spent a lot of time with him. And if you go to the next slide. In 2010, Brian and I went with him to see what his ministry was in India. He's a native from India, from kind of the south central area. And while we were there for a couple of weeks, we talked to a lot of pastors. His thing is to mentor pastors. So I don't even know how many he has, probably 50, 100. He brings them in, and we help during this time. We help with the finances for his trip. We help him buy clothes and things for the pastors. He has a couple orphanages down there. He's got about 35 kids, and so we visited those orphanages. Brian preached every day, sometimes twice a day. I think we were there 2 weeks. And just an amazing experience, a really neat guy. And so what we're doing now for this year, if you go to the next slide, one of the guys we met here in the middle in white is Pastor David. And some of you support him out of this church. And we've supported him for about 5 years now. Brian and I met him when we were there. We went to his house and met his family. If you go to the next slide, this is Pastor Samuel, then this last year, giving him some of the clothes and things that we help, this church helps finance while he's there. Next slide. So mostly right now he's been doing house churches. So wherever somebody has a house, they'll go in there and he'll preach on the Sunday morning, and they'll have Bible studies and stuff during the week. We also provided him with a motorcycle. He has polio, I think, or something wrong with his leg. He can't walk very well, so we gave him a motorcycle. But all along these past 5 years, Pastor Samuel has been encouraging him to save money for land. Land is really expensive in India. And this year he had an opportunity to buy a piece of land. He didn't quite have the down payment, so Pastor Samuel called us, and we provided some help for the down payment for that land. And so if you go to the next slide, I think it's another church slide in another house church. So let's go to the next slide. So this is the piece of property that we helped him to buy. And he's now working on getting a building put up on that property and growing his church. So the reason to me that this is so important, if you go to the last slide that I have for India, Tamil Nadu is that region where we're at. It's Madurai and Chennai. Those are the places that Brian and I, when we were there, it's where Pastor Samuel has his ministries. Christians are attacked all the time. This particular area, which is probably about the size of Montana, there were 50 attacks last year on Christian churches. And if you look at the date on this, it's March 2nd, 2018. While Brian and I were in Africa, he got a text that 11 churches had been shut down and attacked just in 2018 so far. And I know of one pastor that was killed during that attack at those times. And so you kind of ask yourself sometimes, why do we want to be a part of that? But I think we're called to help them, you know, we're supposed to pray for them and encourage them. And this is encouraging to them to know that we would reach out and give them some finances to help them build a church over there when they're being attacked all the time. And so they know that people are behind them and helping them. And so that's why we're in India. And that's what we did this year, provide those finances to build another church that, you know, may get attacked at some point during the time. That's what's going on in India. I think, just transition to Jesus Film stuff. So if you could put that other PowerPoint up. So why I was in Africa, I went to Africa to see how we could bring in the Jesus Film resources to them and be encouraging to them using those resources. So if you go to the first slide, the first night we were there in Nairobi, we met with a couple pastors. David is on the right in the pink shirt, and Arnold is on the left. David oversees 22 countries for Life Ministries, and that's the Jesus Film arm in Africa. And then Arnold, in the dark blue shirt there, he's the head guy over Kenya. So we got to meet with them and hear some of the stories that are coming out, some of the things that they're doing. And Kenya is a lot different than India. There's not a lot of attacks going on over there. But the encouraging part is they actually have police chaplains now that are Christians. So they're actually allowed to go into some of these areas where primarily people aren't allowed, or, you know, in India they might even be killed. But in Kenya, they're supposed to go out there as chaplains and talk about things. So it's really a different place. So we got to spend time with them and get to know them and ask them what we can do for them. And I'll kind of get to what we can do, but they let us know. If you go to the next slide. Then for Brian and I, we hadn't been there before, so we went to some of the well sites. Denny's going to talk about that, so I'm not going to spend any time, but this is one of the well sites that we've worked on in the last 2 years. The next slide is another well site. So these are developed wells that were providing water already for people, but I'm not going to jump on top of Denny, so we'll go to the next slide and get away from that. So Sunday for the Jesus Film. The church is over there. This is a metal building with about 300 people in there. I don't think it get any hotter in that building. But I didn't want it to be pictures. I didn't want you to experience the church by a two-dimensional picture. You can see how colorful it is. There's a lot of dancing and singing. Hopefully the sound will come up. There's the white guys. Oh, So this was going on before we got there. It went on for, I don't know how long, just maybe an hour. Just the singing and the dancing, and it was just the neatest experience to be a part of that. And there were parts that we danced in that will never be on YouTube because it just didn't look quite right. So if we can go to the next slide. So Brian got to share a message with the church, and then we watched the Jesus film in the Maasai language there, which is unique because it's the first time that it's been shown there. And so I wanted to contrast the service. So the next slide is going to show them watching the Jesus film. It's just the same church, the same people. If you go to the next one. So you can see the kind of the differences there. They're, all eyes were on that screen. They were really focused in. Kind of start asking yourself why, what's the difference there? Well, most of the people in that room can't read. And so to see and to hear the Word of God is really the way they experience it. And so it was really moving to, you know, I didn't know that while we were there. And I also got to show the film later that night in Swahili. And so it was neat to show just to the people where we stayed at Siona Springs. We showed it to another 20 people there in a different language. And so that was that night there. If you go to the next slide, then the next day, we met with about 20 pastors at that same church. And what they were looking for a couple things. First of all, you can see how colorful they are. They showed up in suits. It was raining. They have motorcycles, muddy, just a... And they all showed up happy, smiling, and ready to learn. And so Brian got to spend time encouraging them as pastors, you know, how to kind of lead a church, how to be a pastor. They didn't really even know how to, you know, whether it was okay to be emotional about stuff and how they treat their family. And so that was kind of neat. But if you go to the next slide, then we gave them some equipment. We left that projector with them. And so left for those 20 pastors to share amongst themselves the video equipment. And then we also passed out a bunch of micro SD cards. So I brought one on a clipboard. I hope you can see it's that little black spot on there. That's a micro SD. It fits in your smartphone or it fits in the projector. On that little card that's the size of your thumbnail, it has two versions of the Jesus film. It has two versions of Magdalena. All kinds of songs and podcasts that are on that thing. So we spent the morning with them. They put it in their phones, and then they found all the resources, and they were watching. And so if you go to the next slide, we watched a little part of the film. Sam, if you go to the next slide. And we watched a little bit of that, and then they kind of broke up into little groups, and I don't know if they were groups from the same areas, but they practiced with their phones, and they were going to use that, those resources, to go around and to share things with people visually. And it was just an interesting time to see all of that. And we went to another church that afternoon and did the same thing. So we passed out about 50 of these SD cards, and that's what they wanted. They wanted more resources. There's no printers. There's no paper. Nobody can read it anyway. So they want to be able to just pull out their phone and share that with the people that they run into. So it was really neat, and that's the takeaway of what we want to expand into. We want to bring more of that to them to allow them to do more of that in their congregations. And so I'm going to cut it and let go to Denny. But if you go to the next slide, if you had any other questions, we can... you can talk to me about that a little later, but I'll pass the mic over to Denny, and he's got other things to talk about for water.
Yep.
Okay, good. I hope I get this right because I've been thinking about being blessed. Missions are about the blessings that God has given us, that we are then enabled to bless others. And it's kind of a double blessing for us because we're blessed by him. But then when we go out and bless on others, as we are instructed, we get double blessed. And it's really real. So I hope that you guys recognize that the role that you play in tithing and giving offering to others is real in terms of the blessing that it provides others. So, hey, Jay, that was great job. Thanks. You'll be a hard person to follow here. This is where the team stayed. This is a picture that most anybody that will take. There is a long strip of buildings and the hotel. We actually stayed at a place called Siena Springs. This is a common place that we find all over the Mara, particularly when Josh and I would travel around to identify where the problems were. This is a spring, and women will gather around that spring and take a cup of water, wait about 30 seconds to get another cup. That has been our inspiration to develop springs and to drill wells. What one does before, after they determine the need, is that we need to meet with the people and to be sure that there's leadership whereby we can establish a water committee to determine whether or not there's water in the area, but more importantly, how many people will benefit from the amount of money that we have. A well will cost upwards beyond $40,000, $20,000 to drill because it is so deep to get water there. You'll have to go down 200, sometimes 250 meters. And then you have to have a lifting system, and there's no electricity, and they can't afford the gas, so solar. So you put that all together, and you take the greatest number of people you could serve with that well is our priority. At the same time, there are small communities we don't want to forget. But this is a meeting. There's a tree there normally. This is another one, a place called Sekinani, which is right at the gate of the Maasai Mara Park. Hundreds of thousands of people go through that gate all the time. These particular people, there's upwards, I'm not sure if it's quite that many, but 10,000 people surrounded in a huge area that get their water from a little muddy stream along the side. And there's I think there's one private well. There's a number of schools there. They need water badly, and we met with them. These are members of a water committee already established at a place called Owiti, where we have a well. I think you saw a picture of it earlier in Jay's group. There's always one woman there and only one. And if you have a meeting like this, if you could see it better, all the men are there, and the women are over here under the tree in a group. They're actually, at the same time, the ones that really do all the work. And I think behind the scenes, they probably are really the ones in charge, but the men look like they're in charge. So there we go. This is a well called El Torito, and that you can see five of us there. I don't know, is that Julius in the red? I can't tell. Oh, okay, well. And that's the Pioneer we were holding there underneath the well. Those containers are 10,000 liters each. So next slide. When a development is made, we have to recognize three consumer groups. Wild things, elephants, and every other thing. We need to be sure that when we develop water, we're not taking water from them, but certainly also supply them. Secondly, there's livestock, and that's what you see here. That's for livestock, but also wildlife. And then thirdly, of course, the people that that we're providing water to. Next. You don't have any more? Really? Oh, not sure what to say next then. You know what happened? Oh, golly. Okay, well, let me talk about Philippines. Just a little bit, not too much, Ellen. I won't. Philippines is a place we started all of this a long, long time ago. And we started with water, interestingly enough, and got involved in electricity, school development, scholarship for kids, a variety of things. When there was a crisis, a major earthquake, as you know, that this community and others around us collected enough money to be able to build 114 houses for people And what I would like to do is tell you that one of the things that we've done is invested kids, scholars, scholarship. What? That better? Oh. 71. It happens at 71. By the way, whenever we meet with groups and it, stop clapping. When we ever meet with groups under the trees, which is often, we met with 8 different groups this time, and there are a list now of 8 different places that we need to evaluate how many people are to be benefited there, where the water is, if it's there. Is there enough leadership to be able to do a handoff where they'll maintain it? They pay 10% of the cost, all of that. But I'm rushing. Sometime, maybe what we could do is we could serve a bunch of chocolate desserts back there and actually have time to talk about this program, because it's really a crime not for you to see all that's been done and continues to be done in such a short time. But I want to read. This is from Jelly May. I don't have a picture of her, but she just completed college, and she was sponsored by us throughout all of it, and also a young fellow named Myron. But these are kids that either were not born or were just a couple years old when we first went there. Listen to the spiritual maturity. It's remarkable. I hope to make it through it. Now, by saying that, I won't. I praise God of his wonderful works he has done in my life. I'm glad to meet good people like you who are willing to help in need. I am blessed to get an opportunity to go to college with someone who is sponsoring is a great privilege. Grammar is not necessarily well learned. I am very much delighted with God as I graduate because I'm through with my third year. All the hard work that I encountered to pass every semester, but I know he never leaves me in times of difficulties. Achieving a dream is not easy, but with God, all things are possible. Thank you so much for extending your prayers, love, and money support. As I finish schooling, I plan to apply to a company related to my course, or maybe engage in a business where I have some ideas. I took up business course, and my OJT is to start a small business with my group and classmates. I'm praying that in the near future, I already will have my business, which is the food industry, and make jobs for everyone. This is a quote that my instructor says, "Entrepreneurs are job makers, not job seekers." To God be the glory. Thank you, Montana, on a mission. Now, if you knew Jelly May, she's... Jelly May is just about was one of the most unfocused, kind of crazy, giggly girls I've ever been around, right? And it's wonderful to see that. This is Marlon, who's turned out to be the church leader. And both of his parents have been in support of their kids going, although they go to the Catholic Church, the kids go to the fellowship that we have there. I am Marlon Zerna Jr., a scholar of the Montana on a Mission. I just recently achieved my bachelor's degree by God's favor and also because of you. Thank you. At present, I was employed at the local government of Lubbock, and I'll be working as an office staff this April 10th. And also this coming June, I'll be taking my master's degree at my previous school for me to improve my knowledge and also for me to find a job much easier as soon as I finish my master's degree. Also, I'm praying to have my own business for me to be able to give people jobs because I want to help people and be a blessing to them. Please help in prayer that all my plans will come into reality for God's glory. So that's where the rubber hits the ground in terms of kids that help. It's a marvelous, marvelous thing. I guess I'm nervous here because I'm limited. I guess we need to let go here. So I got a list of things here. We'll have to talk on some other time. Ellen Freed.
We worked really hard to try and get Along and Endi. They were our managers of our home when we built the house. I was working downtown in Tagbilaran in the Philippines with the deaf, and Denny was up with the house and Along. And he said, you know, Denny, this is one of the poorest barrios around. And that's when Montana on a Mission began to be a reality. So we really wanted them to be here giving this message today, but when they went to Manila, after gathering letters from everybody in the municipality, the government, the barrio, I don't know, just all this stuff, they were denied a visa. The reason being, Filipinos come to the United States, they tend to stay, overstay their visa. So we're going to work on it for next year. I really want you to meet them. They're just a dynamic, wonderful couple, and he leads the fellowship. He's fantastic. So the feeding program, we just completed our fourth year this week, and it's thanks to you guys. It's truly thanks to you guys. This is Vicky. She runs the program. She does a fantastic job. And just this past two months ago, her husband had a stroke. He's only in his 40s. He had a major stroke and brain surgery. And she's had a big burden taking care of him. Also, she's been taking care of two kids, taking them to Cebu. One is the little boy I talked about a few months back who needs heart surgery. Hopefully, he'll have it in June. His four things wrong with his heart. Tetralogy of Fallot, for those of you who are familiar with that. Also, another gal, Mary Faye, who is 17, who has an unknown disease, maybe Paget's disease. She's just not doing well, and she calls up in the middle of the night to have them take her to the hospital. It's just really hard. Vicky does it all and goes to Cebu and runs the feeding program. So pray for Vicky. She's fantastic. Next slide, please. This is one of the cooks. Lorena is cooking over an open fire. We've asked the parents that have kids in the feeding program to please bring the wood. For cooking, it's all done outside like this. Lorena is a single mother of three who fled an abusive marriage from the island of Leyte. So she's now has a job, and she's supported by a couple here, and things are better for her and her three kids. She didn't have anything before this. So we're just thankful for her. Next slide, please. This is just the room where the lunchroom where everybody eats. And when we added more kids, we went to buy more plates, and they didn't have more green ones. So we have a few red ones in there. Anyway, here, it's a good meal, always rice. They were heaping these kids' plates with rice, and they were sitting there almost crying. It was too much for their little tummies. So he said, you take a cup, you turn it upside down with rice, and then if they want more, they can have it. So it's always a nutritious meal. We set up a menu for the month, and it will be repeated every month. It makes it easier for shopping. Also, when I was there last June, I was able to buy a freezer box that stands about this, like this. And so she can buy meat and have it frozen, not having to go to the market downtown so often. And then a cooler. They call it a cooler. It's like a refrigerator. This is the graduating class. Happened this last week. And these sixth graders graduate and go on to high school next year, and they're so little. And these are the teachers. The head teacher is third over from the left in the lavender dress. Her name is Ellen. Mom Ellen. So I don't know if we have any more slides. Do we? Oh, this is when Barb Teachout, you can see Barb Teachout and Gemma George in the background with sunglasses, when they came 2 years ago and they went downtown to National Bookstore and bought the teachers a whole bunch of supplies because the teachers have to buy it from their own money. So they had a ball. There they are teaching like real professionals. Well, the reason they're teaching is because the fifth grade teacher got married and left for the United States, so the class had no teacher. So the other teachers would come and try to teach the class in between having their students do something. So when Barb and Gemma came along, and I think Barb's a teacher, they conscripted them and they had a ball. So I wanted you to see this picture. I think that might be it. Anyway, so I just Skyped a couple months ago with Vicky and the cooks about possibly feeding the whole school. This year we start out 4 years ago, 43 students and 63, 93. I don't know why it was that. And then this year, 105. And so I asked the board if we could feed them and all of the school, and they said yes. So when I Skyped the cooks and Vicky, I said, what do you guys think about feeding the whole school? They began to clap and smile, and I said, can you do it? Do you want me to hire another cook? And they said, no, we can do it. So I'm raising their salary by $10 a month, which is big for them. So we're very excited. Come June 4th, school starts, and we'll feed all the kids so we don't have to and it's on my birthday too that it starts. So we can't stay at our house because we rented on VRBO. Our grandson forgot to block the time, and so we have to rent a place on the island to stay for about 6 days. Anyway, thank you. In the school, I'm sorry, there's about anywhere for the new census will be 140 to 150 kids. So we'll see what they're excited to do. We'll look at the menu and the budget. Thank you very much. You guys make it happen. You know you do.
You know, it really is because of the generosity of all of you that we're able to work around the world. When I was in Kenya, I was thinking about this ministry, and I'd been asked to preach on Sunday morning, and I had no idea what I was going to talk about until about 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's just like the Lord gave me something. But one of the things that I wanted to talk to the people about is you know, it's not about how much you have, because and here was a little bit of the message that I shared with them is, hey, when we're poor, we can ask God to come to our aid. When we're rich, we need to thank him because we have been very, very blessed. And by context is every single one of us are very rich. But it's better to be poor with the Lord than to have all of the money in the world and not have the Lord. You can have all of the money in the world and be the poorest person in the world because you do not have Jesus. Jesus is your access to God's grace. Jesus is your forgiveness. Jesus is your mercy. Jesus is your door to heaven. Jesus is your door to the very heart of God. And you don't have to buy Jesus' love. You don't have to earn Jesus' love. You don't have to go to this church or that church to have Jesus' love. Because there is nothing that you can do for Jesus. You can have Jesus not because of your own work. You can have Jesus because of his work on your behalf. Jesus is our everything. He is our everything because he chose to become less so that you could be more. He chose to become a servant for your sake. He chose to leave heaven. He chose to give up everything. He chose to lose his greatness. He chose to become dependent on the very ones that he created. So we need to expand our view of being rich because our wealth comes from our relationship with Jesus. Our wealth comes from our forgiveness for sin. Our wealth comes from the blessed mercy of God. Our wealth comes from his love. Our wealth comes from knowing that when this life is over, that there is still hope. We are rich because we have Jesus. We are rich because we have a perfect Father. We are rich because we have the love of God. For those of us that have put our faith in Jesus, we have a great responsibility. Is we have been given so much. And so it's really important for us to put our faith into action. In James, it says, suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead. And so we want all of the glory to go to Jesus. Because of what he's done for us, we realize that our wealth does not come from what we have, it comes from Jesus. At the same time, because we have been given much, we have a great responsibility. And it's the reason why we do water projects, and it's the reason why we do the feeding program, and it's the reason why we just go and build relationships, is we always do it in the name of Jesus, not in the name of Montana on a Mission, not in the name of the Big Timber Evangelical Church, but in the name of Jesus. And so my encouragement for all of us is that we would keep praying, that we would keep the faith, and that we would keep putting our faith into action all over the world and do it by his grace and by his mercy and for his glory. It's the reason why we do what we do. Would you stand with me and we'll close in prayer. Father and Lord God, thank you for your work among us. Thank you for the way that you have blessed this church. Thank you for calling us and asking us to be a blessing. But we do it because we are blessed. We are blessed with Jesus. And so, Lord, help us hold fast to our faith in him. Because, Lord, he has gone through everything for us. Going to the very cross, going to the grave. And, Lord, we celebrate because of the resurrection. And, Lord, because we have a living faith, not a dead faith. We want to be all about your purposes, first and foremost, by telling people about Jesus. And then, Lord, by putting that faith into action. in our church, in our community, and in our world. May you get all of the glory. Thank you, Lord, for all of these things. Keep doing your work, and we'll keep worshiping you. Lord, may you bless us as we go, and may we be the light of Christ in our community. In the name of Jesus, amen.